Bosconian warships were gathering for the kill, and the crippled patrol ship could neither run nor fight. Therefore, each man was given a spool of tape bearing a complete record of everything that had occurred. And after setting up a director by chance to make the empty ship pursue an unpredictable course in space, and after rigging bombs to destroy her at the first touch of a ray, the patrolmen paired off by lot and took to the lifeboats. The erratic course of the cruiser brought her near the lifeboat manned by Kinnison and Van Buskirk, and there the pirates tried to stop her. The ensuing explosion was so violent that flying wreckage disabled practically the entire personnel of one of the attacking ships, which did not have time to go free before the crash. The two patrolmen boarded the pirate vessel and drove her toward Earth, reaching the solar system of Volantia before the Bosconians headed them off. Again, taking to their lifeboat, they landed upon the planet Delgon, where they were rescued from a horde of catlets by one Worsel, later to become Lensman Worsel of Volantia, a highly intelligent winged reptile. By means of improvements upon Volantian thought screens, the three destroyed a group of the overlords of Delgon, a sadistic race of monsters who had been preying upon the other peoples of the system by sheer power of mind. Worsel then accompanied the two patrolmen to Volantia, where all the resources of the planet were devoted to the preparation of defenses against the expected attack of the Bosconians. Several other lifeboats reached Volantia, guided by Worsel's mind working through Kinnison's ego and lens. Kinnison intercepted a message from Helmuth, who spoke for Boscone, and traced his communicator beam, thus getting the first line upon Boscone's grand base. The pirates attacked Volantia, and six of their warships were captured. In these six ships, manned by Volantian crews, the patrolmen again set out for Earth and Prime Base. Then Kinnison's Bergenholm, the generator of the force which makes inertialess flight possible, broke down, so that he had to land upon Trenko for repairs. Trenko, the tempestuous, billiard, ball-smooth planet where it rains 47 feet and 5 inches every night, and where the wind blows at 800 miles an hour. Trenko, the source of thionite, the deadliest of all deadly drugs. Trenko, whose weirdly charged ether and atmosphere so distort beams and vision that it can be policed only by such beings as the Regellians, who possess the sense of perception instead of those of sight and hearing. Lensman Tregonsi of Rigel IV, then in command of the patrol's wandering base upon Trenko, supplied Kinnison with a new Bergenholm, and he again set out for Tellus.